bill.
The amendments to the bill.
Yes, sir.
Senator from Morgan.
Senate Judiciary Chair Charles Trump explained the differences between the two bills to members of the body during a floor session Tuesday that stretched well into the evening.
Let me disabuse everyone of any illusion that this will be quicker than reading it.
Trump went through the bill section by section. Under the committee version, the bill maintains the four-step judicial test members of the House intended to codify, a test that's used in cases where a person claims his or her religious beliefs are being substantially burdened by government action. But the Senate bill removes the ability for a plaintiff to receive any monetary award if he or she wins a suit. The bill adds language to protect churches and religious officials from being compelled by the government to perform any service or ceremony or recognize any marriage that goes against their faith. It also, through a new section, makes it clear that the intent of the legislature is not to allow the bill to be used to discriminate. Republican Senator Ed Gonch is the only member of the chamber to have previously expressed support for the bill on the Senate floor. Tuesday, he attempted to amend the bill, restoring it to the House-approved version.
That body deliberated hours in committee and on the floor. They voted 72 to 26. I think they produced a very good bill, a bill that I don't think needed fixing.
His amendment was rejected, and senators stuck with the Senate committee version. That is, until an amendment was offered by Democratic Senator Corey Palumbo. His change added language to the bill that non-discrimination laws and ordinances, as well as laws that require children to have certain vaccines, cannot be challenged under the bill.
This will make clear it cannot be used as a sword to try to invalidate those ordinances. But once again, if you're inclined to want to discriminate in West Virginia, you can still use Article 3, Section 15 of our Constitution to do your discriminating. You just can't use this bill.
Article 3, Section 15 guarantees religious freedoms in the state. Members on both sides debated the amendment. Many, including Trump, called the provision unnecessary, but it was Republican Majority Leader Mitch Carmichael whose emotional floor speech grabbed the attention of the body.
This issue's not easy. And I rise in support of the gentleman's amendment. I prayed for clarity, wisdom, and discernment on this. I believe in the goodness of people. I just think this sends the wrong message, Mr. President. I think we need to value the human dignity and the goodness in people. And I don't want us to go down this path. I just don't.
Palumbo's amendment to include the non-discrimination ordinance protections was adopted on a vote of 23 to 11. The amended version of the bill is up for a vote in the Senate today. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.